WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where it is now Friday, President Trump's deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to come up with a ceasefire plan for Ukraine or face sanctions. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports he's ready to talk with Putin.
The president signaled the ceasefire deadline is largely up to President Putin, even as he continued to say he's open to one-on-one discussions with the Russian leader. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said he would still meet with Putin, even if Putin won't meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, although details on a date, time, or location were not mentioned. The comments come amid the president's earlier threat for Moscow to show progress toward a ceasefire, or he would impose severe economic sanctions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Israel's Security Cabinet approved a plan proposed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the military to take control of Gaza City. Netanyahu says Israel intends to take control of all of Gaza and will hand it over to, quote, Arab forces. We have more reaction from correspondent Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem.
There has been opposition to Netanyahu's proposed plans from some hostage families who say an expansion of the war could endanger the lives of their loved ones still being held in Gaza.
Another shakeup at the FBI. CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Skanga reports former acting director Brian Driscoll and others have been told Friday is their last day to work there.
Now, multiple sources tell CBS News that Driscoll, who's a recipient of the FBI's Medal of Valor and Shield of Bravery, has been pushed out after nearly 20 years of service alongside at least two others. Steve Jensen, the acting assistant director in charge of FBI's Washington field office, and Special Agent Walter Giardina have also been dismissed. Both oversaw cases touching the president.
Hot, dry, breezy conditions across the Southwest mean high risk for wildfires. We have more from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We do still have triple-digit heat in portions of Kansas, in Texas and Oklahoma. 106, the expected high temperature today in Dodge City, Kansas, which would be a record. Even as we head down to Colorado Springs, we're looking at 96 degrees today. That would tie the record. And we're really dealing with sort of now the Intermountain West into the plains dealing with record heat.
Two people were killed when a helicopter flying over the Mississippi River ran into a power line and crashed into a barge and sparked a fire near East Alton, Illinois. Corporal Dallas Thompson of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
We did find that the helicopter was on top of the barge. There was a fire on top of the barge, but it was put out very, very quickly.
The river had to be closed for a time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4 after sweeping the Nationals. Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, scattered clouds and a few showers and storms out there as well. Some patchy fog will form, lows in the upper 60s, a light breeze. Friday morning fog, then a partly sunny sky, highs in the lower 90s, heat index reaching the upper 90s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll talk to Kiev Akil, senior political editor with Courier Newsroom, on the latest battles when it comes to making mischief with congressional maps.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matinee on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in. It is Thursday, August 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Back in the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street. Little cloudy skies, a little smoke in the air, a frog in my throat. And apparently, Zommers, I'm not the only one who's losing my voice. Terry Barr
must have had some issues, too. Definitely wasn't my fault, that's for sure.
Oh, sir.
No, it was.
Zommers says, no, it wasn't my fault. It didn't play right, which happens sometimes.
Every once in a while.
The cart just didn't play. That's the old term. We call them carts.
They still do call them carts.
Really? Even though they're electronic. All right. It was not Terry Barr's fault. It's just that we didn't play it right, the opening. So we love it when she says live from the WMDX studio, the world headquarters of Civic Media.
No more so live though.
We got to bring that back. that's my opinion on that. So it's 7 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Thursday. Great show ahead coming up at the bottom of this hour. Casey Hicks of Wisconsin Conservation Voters is going to be here. So I cannot believe it. We're already into the 7th of August, first full week of August. Summer is winding away. Still summer left, but we're getting closer and closer to Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer. But we're all trying to squeeze in that last kayak trip, that last hike, camping, what have it. And so Casey's going to be in to talk about conservation issues, because it doesn't matter what we do out of doors. All of us want to have some good conservation practices to allow us to continue enjoying the outdoors. So Casey Hicks from Wisconsin Conservation Voters will be here at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, not going to want to miss this. Of course, we had the show yesterday up in beautiful La Crosse for the Ethics and Leaders seminar up there on Fusion Voting. Again, many thanks to them and United Wisconsin for helping us put that on. Was outside for that entire show on the banks of the Black River. The cicadas were mating. We did not anticipate that. Very loud cicada. I'm sorry for the audio quality of yesterday's show. It had nothing to do with anybody other than a bunch of horny cicadas.
You know, the cicadas are real screamers, I'll tell you that.
Apparently so. So we're back in the home studios today, but I've been spending a lot of time outside, and I thought, well, you know, I'm not coughing or anything because of this wildfire smoke, but it's having an effect, and I'm losing my voice. So I'm going to try to behave and stay inside. Anyway, I was coming back to Madison last night, and it was one of those perfect nights last night in terms of just temperature, where you really could leave the truck windows rolled down as you meandered back down to Madison. And I thought, well, I could go back the way I came up, which was on the interstate. But I'm like, I just don't feel like doing that. And so I took the extra 45 minutes to an hour to get home. And I went down Highway 14 through beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. And let me tell you, I had not been through kind of Coon Valley, Westby, Viroqua in a couple, 3 weeks or more. It's just it right now, it's everything is lush and green and the corn is at its peak. Hayfields, second and third crop being cut and baled up. And it's the from now until about the 1st of November is my favorite time of year in Wisconsin. Because right now you get the greenness, the lushness, and then slowly it starts getting cooler and the leaves start changing color. I just, it's healing for me to be amongst the driftless and the hills out there. So I got a little hungry on the way back, so I pulled over in Viroqua, speaking of, and I pulled over at Culver's, as I often do. You'll never guess who pulled into Culver's. We're going to tell you in hour two, and thus is the impetus for today's What's Worse, Culver's or Chick-fil-A. Going to discuss that in hour two as well. But right now, first of all, 10 minutes, all going on 11 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. I want to start here because this week, and of course, we were in Richland Center at WRCE, and WRCO last week. The community up there does this great event called GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Event. WRCO, WRCE staff alone, well, I mean, they sponsored the radio auction last week. But because of the community sponsors, the bidders, and everyone involved, they raised almost $28,000 in a radio auction to put towards fighting cancer.
Not bad at all.
Fantastic. They had the Survivors Banquet or event last night. And tomorrow night will be the walk at Kroska Park. Very powerful. Encourage you to stop there. They'll continue to take donations. They're going to raise a lot of money to fight cancer. And it doesn't matter who you vote for in the ballot in a voting booth. Doesn't matter what kind of yard sign we put up. Unfortunately, the sad reality is almost all of us have been touched in some way, shape, or form by cancer. My paternal grandfather, my granddad Albaugh, died of lung cancer. I've had other family members, cancer survivors. And so people all across this state, from Superior to Milwaukee, Green Bay to Platteville, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, all of our, there's always some kind of an event in all these communities to raise money locally to help people with cancer. I think all people are asking is just let us take care of our own and don't impede what we're doing. And that's why this story out of D.C. to me is so disturbing. This from National Public Radio. Public health experts dismayed at RFK Jr.'s defunding of mRNA vaccine research. The Trump administration is canceling almost $500 million in contracts to develop mRNA vaccines to protect the U.S. against future viral threats. The move thrilled critics of the technology, but horrified many public health and biosecurity experts. The Federal Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, which oversees the nation's defense against biological attacks, is terminating 22 contracts with university researchers and private companies to develop new uses for the mRNA technology, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The mRNA technology was used by the first Trump administration to create the most commonly used COVID-19 vaccinations. I want to step away from the story. That's something we kind of forget about, right? That in the first Trump administration, love him or leave him, Donald Trump's administration deserved some kind of credit for putting the COVID vaccinations on the fast track. They called it Project Warp Speed. Back to the story. Those COVID vaccinations, which are widely considered a medical triumph that safely and effectively saved millions of lives. But vaccine mandates during the pandemic sowed fierce antipathy towards the technology, leading to widespread public opposition. Let's step away from the story again to clarify. In other words, the MAGA folks, Trump decided to make it political. Back to the story. The announcement by Kennedy dismayed many who study infectious disease. Quote, "This may be the most dangerous public health judgment that I've seen in my 50 years in the business," unquote, says Michael Osterholm, who runs the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Quote, "It is baseless, and we will pay a tremendous price in terms of illnesses and deaths, and I'm extraordinarily worried about it," unquote. But the decision was welcomed by vaccine critics, like the group's Children's Health Defense, which Kennedy himself founded. Not going to read you the quote from that. Because it's anti-science. It's just simply baseless. Skipping down, Jennifer Nuzzo runs Brown University School of Public Health's Pandemic Center and says the move could erode preparedness for future pandemics. Quote, "This is profoundly disappointing development," she says. "When there's the next pandemic, we're going to be caught flat-footed. It absolutely leaves the country vulnerable," unquote. Here's the connection to cancer. According to people a lot smarter than me in the health industry, either directly or through offshoots, through these mRNA vaccines and the research that goes into it, it is estimated some 14 million people, 14 million people have been saved as a result of these vaccines or the research around them who have cancer. 14 million people in the United States have had their lives saved, birthdays extended, anniversaries with spouses go on, seeing their first grandchild born, going to the first baseball game, the dance recital. They've seen that because of a direct or indirect result of mRNA vaccines. And yesterday, Donald Trump and his minion RFK Jr., for political purposes, decided to say, what the hell? We'll just end this. All those people in Richland Center and every other great community across Wisconsin who are sweating their rear end off, helping raise money locally for cancer victims, all they're asking for is for government to stay out of the way. Don't make it worse. Be supportive. Take the monies that we raise, the don't go directly locally, that we give to places for cancer research. Use them wisely. And now RFK Jr., along with Trump, have cut this off. Many outside experts say Kennedy's claims that this is quote-unquote bad or wrong. Dr. Peter Hodes, who is the dean of Baylor College of Medicine's National School of Tropical Medicine and who runs the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development, says his, Kennedy's, science is backwards, as it often is. This is a proven technology for emerging respiratory viruses or respiratory virus pandemics and is extremely safe. And it's been incredibly effective. mRNA vaccines work by stimulating the immune system with a key protein from a virus. Kennedy says the federal government is instead investing in an alternative technology that uses whole killed viruses and can produce quote-unquote natural immunity. Stepping away from the story. Remember, Kennedy himself testified this year to Congress and said, well, you know, people really shouldn't be taking their medical advice from me. But still, this. 855-752-4842. Your phone calls after this. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic. She's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest. That's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 22 now, past the hour, 2 o'clock. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking conservation with Casey Hicks of Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Right now, this story out of D.C. Yesterday, RFK Jr. announcing that they're going to defund by $500 million, the Trump administration, the work on mRNA vaccines, which is partially credited towards, I shouldn't say largely credited, towards helping the COVID vaccine get developed in record time. Jerome Adams, father, physician, author of Crisis and Chaos, Purdue University Distinguished Professor, former IN Health Commissioner, and 20th U.S. Surgeon General. Jerome Adams knows his stuff. Tweeted this out last night. I've tried to be objective and non-alarmist in response to current HHS actions. But quite frankly, this move is going to cost lives. mRNA technology has uses that go far beyond vaccines. And the vaccine they helped develop in record time is credited with saving millions. Just to make sure I'm keeping myself honest with myself and you all, the facts about 14 million people being saved, an estimate by HHS, how it relates to cancer is this. Again, for the medical community, we're fairly close to being able to effectively treat cancer with rMNA. And this will be a huge setback. To be blunt, people you care about will die of cancer because of this decision, unquote. So I'll make sure I'm clear on that, that the 14 million lives were people that were not necessarily with cancer now, but were for other causes, but they're using, again, the offshoot of the research that goes into the mRNA vaccines, and they're very close to actually being able to treat cancer with byproducts from this. And so by killing the project, undoubtedly, people with cancer in the future are going to die because this won't be available. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. You're correct about Trump. The first COVID, they did a good job with that, or a lot more people would have died. But his president administration, especially JFK, for lack of other words, this is insane. My dad died of cancer, and if anything comes along other than that, well, it would have been great to cure that also. The bottom line is, for lack of other words, this is insane and people are going to die. Thanks for the heads up, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Wesco. No, I appreciate it. And again, to clarify my own feelings on this, I think Wesco and I are on the same page. Look, I'm not a Trump fan. People that watch or listen to the show know that. But I also feel in giving people their due when they do something well, and whether you want to credit Trump or I credit the people that he had around him in his first term, which were, in my opinion, smarter than the current iteration of Trump folks in the White House. But the folks in the White House the first term were at least smart enough to say, look, let's use what we have here to develop this vaccine. I'm not letting Trump off the hook for other things. I'm just saying, hey, in that one moment, as my granddad who died of cancer was fond of saying on the farm, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison. Kurt, just a couple of minutes left. What say you?
First, I'd like to say this isn't my opinion. This is stated by professionals, including the family, that he is mentally ill. This guy is not right. And others know, everybody surrounds this guy knows he's not right in the head. Yet they're not saying anything, which makes them all the way up to Trump, complicit in the fallout from this. Second is, I guarantee that our allies and European nations are going to be working fast and furious on keeping these mRNA vaccines current. Mm-hmm. And when the next thing hits, like bird flu, and something will hit, we'll be the last in line to get whatever they have left or what they have available, because we've burned all of our bridges. So we're in severe danger, and I'm just appalled that it's not being hammered like crazy in all the networks and saying this guy's going to get us killed.
Yeah. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the call. I'm glad Kurt brought up the Trump has problems mental health wise. I just want to clarify my own position as someone who has a dad who's going through dementia right now. Because a lot of people say, well, he's got dementia. I'm no doctor. I'm not going to diagnose Trump or anybody else. All based on my own family experience, I just don't see Donald Trump exhibiting symptoms of dementia. I think he has other real mental health issues. I just don't think it's dementia. 855-752-4842. Let's try to get Mark from the prayer to second quickly. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I think Kurt was saying that it's RFK that's got the mental health
issues. Oh, I see.
Your mental health
got
issues.
It. Okay.
And this is just horrific, because I see these St. Jude commercials all the time. And what this research do for those children, curing these children of cancer, for goodness sakes? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, has been said before, I mean, the cures that we are waiting for. But the bottom line is, these people don't even believe in, they don't believe in social distancing. They don't believe in wearing masks, even if another pandemic hits. And, you know, we're in a world of hurt there, because that's what, you know, that, you know, saved us the last time, kept that down, is a little bit of social distancing and actually having, you know, shut down, you know, operations for a time to avoid the kind of catastrophe that awaits us is if another pandemic hits and we don't reverse this utter nonsense.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call as always. Gene and Eau Claire, hang on the line. You're coming up after we do a little business with Pam Yonke in the Midwest Farm Report, because guess what? Casey Hicks-Sommers is right. Is here in hour two. So we'll continue this discussion of RFK Jr., Trump, and find out what else Trump's got a bug for late night. We'll explain after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's deadline for Russian President Putin to come up with a ceasefire plan for Ukraine is here. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
We know that President Putin wants to be welcomed back onto the world stage and not treated like a pariah. And he wants a photo op with President Trump. What the Trump administration has said they want is some kind of ceasefire.
BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem that Israel's security cabinet has approved a plan for the army to take over Gaza City.
The security cabinet also adopted the five principles for ending the war, which include the existence of an alternative civilian government that is not Hamas or the Palestinian Authority.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the plains and Great Lakes are heating up.
Then we start adding some record temperatures in portions of the upper Midwest, and we're dealing with 90s and feels like around 100 as we go into the weekend in portions of the Midwest.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I'm going to take a hard pass on taking comedic advice from Jay Leno. Those are the words of Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. Oliver is absolutely brilliant on his weekly show, where he sometimes will dedicate the whole show to one topic and provide insightful information as well as great laughs, not caring who he offends, and he offends many. Jay Leno, on the other hand, was an outstanding stand-up comedian, and when he took over The Tonight Show, had his funny bone removed, transferring himself into an incredibly mediocre and at times awkward talk show host. According to critics, Leno went painstakingly middle of the road and tried not to offend anyone, thereby turning himself into just an okay host. In his defense, Leno admits he likes political humor, but likes to keep people guessing as to who he was offending or not offending. Oliver, on the other hand, doesn't think his comedy is partisan, but deals more with systemic problems that affect people. If you haven't checked it out, tune in and watch John Oliver not follow Jay Leno's advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, scattered clouds and a few showers and storms out there as well. Some patchy fog will form, lows in the upper 60s, a light breeze. Friday morning fog, then a partly sunny sky, highs in the lower 90s, heat index reaching the upper 90s. It's 69 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station,
and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it, and my voice will hold out. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Been spending too much time, I hate to say it, outside. And I think, well, I'm fine. This smoke, wildfire smoke isn't bothering me. I'm not like hacking up a lung or short of breath, really. But we've been doing the show outside, and I like to be outside. And it's just, I guess it's just like, it's affecting my throat. So I found some Reishi tea, having in my CBS This Morning mug. Reishi tea, I never seen this one. It's a, like, rose, bud lip, and ginger, something like that. I don't know.
I can't remember if I've had it. I've at least had similar things.
And some Gentle Breeze honey from beautiful Mount Horeb, Wisconsin.
Oh, you got to do the local honey. It's
right,
great.
Exactly. I apologize for the raspy voice. I'm gonna try, other than outside the show, not to talk too much. And then I'm going to have to stay indoors this weekend, Zomers. Maybe a little movie watching or something like that, trying to get the voice back in touch. So breaking news at this hour, by the way, speaking of our current topic here, of cancer, and what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced yesterday, Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Trump administration is going to defund mRNA vaccines by $500,000. And again, I've known too many people that have died of cancer. I've known too many people that have battled cancer and won. It doesn't discriminate. Doesn't discriminate on money, social, economic class, race. Cancer doesn't care, as they say. It affects all of us in some way, shape, or form, unfortunately. A reminder of that across the wires at this hour. By the way, somebody told me I shouldn't say that because it's an old term.
Old terms are fun.
Old terms are fun. But all seriousness, across the news desk at this hour, courtesy of CBS, Brandon Blackstock, probably a name that doesn't mean much to many people, or at least when you say the name, Brandon Blackstock, a talent manager who was the ex-husband of pop star Kelly Clarkson, has died of cancer. According to a family representative confirming to CBS News, he was only 48 years old. Quote, "It is with great sadness that we share the news that Brandon Blackstock has passed away. Brandon bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. We thank you for your thoughts and prayers and ask everyone to respect the family's privacy during this difficult time," unquote, according to a family statement. Clarkson postponed her Las Vegas residency for the remainder of her August studio session dates today, saying on social media that Blackstone had been ill. I guess she put that out yesterday, right before he died. Pardon me. Clarkson said, "While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year my children's father has been ill, and at this moment I need to be fully present for them." The two have two children together. It's just a sad and tragic but important reminder again that all that money, all that prestige, all that power doesn't keep you from getting cancer. And in this case, didn't keep him alive. And again, the closer to home reminder is being in Richland Center and their great organization, Greater Elimination, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Event, raising over $28,000 or close to it, a radio auction alone. There's going to be many more $1,000 raised in the Richland Center area tomorrow night during the walk. And this event is unique to Richland Center, but it doesn't matter whether you're in Ashland or Green Bay, Wauwatosa, Platteville, Amory, Wausau, all these wonderful communities around the state. Somebody, somewhere is raising money for cancer as a group, or when they hear their friend or family or neighbor has cancer. The woman up in Butternut with Jane and Greg and I said it best. You don't ask the stupid question, what happened? You show up with a casserole in one hand and cash in the other. That's how you do it in Wisconsin. And you help your neighbor. And all people in Wisconsin are kind of asking is, just don't hinder us. And now the Trump administration announcing they're cutting $500 million for mRNA research. According to the medical professionals that I quoted before the break, are getting very close, because that's the thing. I'm not smart enough to understand all the nuances of medical technology. I am smart enough to understand this, that oftentimes in medical research, you start going down a rabbit hole, my terms, a medical rabbit hole, and you're, oh, holy cow, not only can we kind of use this to what we thought it would be used for, but holy smokes, look at this. We could also use this to help something else. And the something else in this case, according to medical professionals, are getting very close to treating many types of cancers with mRNA vaccine offshoot technology. And now this program is gone. And thereby, reasonable to say that millions of people will die because this program is being cut off. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Is the cut worth playing, Zomers, the RFK, a little bit of it, or is it just nonsense?
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
All right, here's RFK with part of this announcement tomorrow. I'll give you a minute or so of it. Here we go. Here's RFK.
Hi, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here, your HHS secretary. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. BARDA drives some of our most advanced scientific research. It funds developments of vaccines, drugs, diagnostics, and other tools to fight emerging diseases and national health threats. Over the past few weeks, BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them. Let me explain why. Most of these shots are for flu or COVID, but as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. Here's the problem. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
All right, let's stop it there, just because actual medical professionals have already debunked and said most of what he said in this announcement is medically and factually untrue, inaccurate, or exaggerated for political purposes.
Yeah, he just used bigger words that most people might not know exactly what he's saying.
Right. Here's what our friend Stuart Stevens, former Republican like myself at the Lincoln Project, said, tweeted this out yesterday. Stuart Stevens says, quote, at every point, Secretary Kennedy has made disastrous and destructive personal health choices. He was a drug dealer in college. He spent a large portion of his adult life shooting heroin. He shot so many steroids into his body, his voice is destroyed. His drug use has helped alienate him from his own family. His 10 siblings have called him, quote, a national threat, unquote. And now he's trying to destroy America's health. This is a sad and broken man with deep self-destructive pathology, unquote. The assessment of RFK Jr. from Stuart Stevens. Megan in Appleton, or sorry, no,
Megan here in
Megan
Madison.
In Madison says, thank you both for this topic today. It hits close to home, and I am so worried about how many folks will suffer going forward. Cancer awareness is so important. Get your screenings. Thank you, Megan. Absolutely. I've talked about this before, particularly, like, all of us should be doing this. I've got my my annual physical scheduled for later this month. Never fun anytime, but I think particularly for guys, we get this, you know, I'm fine. Well, guess what? Sometimes we're not. And if we don't go in for annual screenings, prostate screenings, should be aware of self-examination, testicular screenings. Women, of course, self-screenings for breast cancer. Take care of yourselves. And yes, the quick follow-up. Our healthcare system is largely broken because I understand that there are many people out there that don't have insurance or who are underinsured and don't have the ability to pay or have the coverage for many of these screenings. But if you're able, make sure you get them. And for the rest of us, it's incumbent upon all of us to keep talking about it and fighting for it. Because at the end of the day, prevention is always cheaper and better than treatment. And going down that whole rabbit hole. Mark in Prairie du Sac says, take it from me, cancer sucks, and this research could well save lives. It might even provide cures for such diseases as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, even the common cold, maybe even multiple sclerosis and muscular dystrophy. Absolutely have to be aware, folks. And I just think it's a good to, and I realize it's a pretty serious way to start out the show today, but sometimes it's necessary to be aware. And a lot of times when we go to the voting booth, we think, oh, there's all these commercials. Who do we know? How do we know what's really true and what's not true? I don't know. But I think this is one where hopefully, unfortunately, we can all agree because either we or a direct family member or a friend or somebody in our friend group or family group has been touched by cancer. And most of us took the COVID vaccine and nor continue to take it. We know this stuff works. And we know that when you cut the funding by $500 million, it ain't going to end well. And I hope people keep these types of provable things in their mind as we continue with politics and when we go to the voting booth. 47 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. On the lighter side, but yet not. From LateNighter.com, President Trump again took aim at the 11:35 late night lineup on Wednesday night using a Q&A with the White House press corps mocking Stephen Colbert's cancellation and to signal that he does not expect Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon to stick around much longer. Trump's comments came in response to a question from Brian Glenn of the right-wing news outlet Real America's Voice, referencing the late show's cancellation and rumors that Howard Stern is leaving SiriusXM. Glenn asked the president whether the, quote, hate Trump business model, unquote, in entertainment was collapsing. Going to come back and let you hear it in Trump's own words and discuss it a bit because, again, it's goofy in one way, but it's also serious in another. By the way, we've talked about this, Paramount Plus Global, Paramount, or the parent company of CBS News. The deal closed earlier today. They are now owned by Skydance, thanks to that little $16 million paid to Donald Trump. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From New York, the greatest city in the world, it's The Late Show with David Letterman. Tonight, Stupid Human Tricks, Katie Holmes, music from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and a top ten list presented by Governor Rick.
Just watch that. We don't need any more of this show. Let's watch that. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Not nearly as entertaining as Late Night with David Letterman. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That was great.
It's from a 2011 show.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that was Wendell or who the announcer was on that one. Couldn't quite hear. But yeah, it was always a great open for Late Night with David Letterman. Going to be talking about, Perry's listening. Which announcer was that? Was that Wendell or was that the other one? Perry, he'll tell us in a second here. He knows Letterman like the back of his hand. Going to be talking about Late Night. Donald Trump spouting off that at the White House yesterday. Alan Coulter, Matt says. That was Alan Coulter. That's the other guy. I couldn't think of it. So thank you, Alan Coulter, great guy. Well, I also, believe I think like battled cancer as well. And, yes, Roger confirms it was Alan Coulter as well. Before we, I want to do this late night story because it's A, kind of funny, but B, there is a serious part to it. But I want to go back to a moment, the top story we were talking about, RFK Jr. announcing a cut of $500 million to the mRNA program, which many people in the medical community say is on the verge of leading to treatment with cancer. One of our great callers, one of our great listeners to this program, Joe, listening on MDX in Madison, wanted to weigh in. Joe, thanks for calling and listening. What's up?
Great topic to bring up and really great comments from your listeners. I'd like to echo, Mark had some great thoughts, but I also wanted to echo the thoughts of one of your callers. I've forgotten the name, where this person said, hey, listen, this technology is going forward, and if we choose to drop it and not go forward with it, believe me, other countries will be looking at this and deciding, hey, this is something that we can develop and not only serve humanity by creating this, but also create a profit. And we're going to be left behind. We absolutely going to be left behind. I would add into this conversation to this arrogance on the part of RFK that, of course, I know better than all the doctors, all these people who are saying, don't do it, don't do it. And I would add into the mix that this particular methodology, this messenger RNA process, was awarded the Nobel Prize in 2023. So Hotshot Robbie thinks that he knows more than the Nobel Prize winners. And I think it comes down to this idea that, well, isn't he really interesting? He's going to blow it up. You know, he's a renegade and he's going to blow it up. You don't want that with science. You build, you build, you build, and you look at things, and it just, it's so studious to go after research and to go after cures, to just sort of toss us by the wayside. One can only guess at what has been lost by these grants and this research being stopped in its tracks by a country that used to lead the world in medical and scientific development. Sadder than sad. It is really sad, and sad with really terrible consequences. So thanks for bringing it up, Todd. It's really a good topic to explore. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you so very much. Always appreciate it. And as she always does, bring some great facts there. I did not know about the Nobel Peace Prize. So great insight there by Joe. We appreciate that. And yet another reason why, to Joe's point, we should be building on this. Look, I got no problem with asking questions. Things could always be improved, but you don't just, to use the cliche, throw out the baby with the bathwater, especially when medical professionals are telling us, research professionals are saying, we are on the verge through mRNA technology here of actually treating beyond viruses, but actually cancer with that. So we'll continue to stay on top of that, maybe get one of our great people from University of Wisconsin-Madison in here to talk a little bit about it as well. So I want to finish this up on Trump yesterday in the White House. Again, of course, CBS already announced the cancellation of the aforementioned Late Show, which Letterman, of course, hosted, created on CBS, and then Colbert took over. And now there are rumors that Howard Stern is leaving Sirius XM. And so Trump was asked by the right-wing group Real America's Voice if, quote, the hate Trump business model and entertainment was collapsing. Here's the Trumpster.
I've got an entertainment-based question for you. A few weeks ago, Stephen Colbert announced that he was leaving his show. Howard Stern announced that him and Sirius XM Radio are parting ways. Do you think the hate Trump business model that's been in the entertainment business is going out of business because it's not popular with the American people?
Well, it hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked really for a long time, and I would say pretty much from the beginning. Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside on the beautiful streets and pick up a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Fallon has no talent. Kimmel has no talent. They're next. They're going to be going. I hear they're going to be going. I don't know, but I would imagine because they'd get, you know, Colbert has better ratings than Kimmel or Fallon. You know that. Howard Stern is a name I haven't heard. I used to do a show, used to have fun, but I haven't heard that name in a long time. What happened? He got terminated?
Yeah, they're going to separate ways because I think what they're offering salary-wise is real low than what he's getting.
You know when he went down?
Whenever you want.
You know when he went down? No, before, when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, he lost his audience. Right. People said, give me a break.
All right, number one, Howard Stern is like 70-something years old, and he was going to retire, and then he signed like a 2 or 3 year extension and said, this is probably it, because, you know, I want to go have a life. And so that was he was his show was coming to an end on Sirius XM anyway. Number two, Stephen Colbert was the number one rated show in late night television. So that doesn't hold water. And yeah, sure, Don, you can go out and find anybody on the street that does what Colbert does. No, I don't think so. The spooky part is the Skydance thing went through. They now own Paramount, which owns CBS. The $16 million bribe, my word, that Skydance Paramount paid to the Trump administration to approve the merger worked. And pretty soon we're just going to have state-run television. Hour two after this, Culver's versus Chick-fil-A. Don't want to miss this story on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel is moving ahead with plans to take over Gaza City. BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem that Israel's security cabinet has approved a start for the effort.
The Prime Minister's office says the military will take control of Gaza City, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians live. The escalation, defended by Benjamin Netanyahu, faces opposition in Israel, including from the families of the hostages who say their lives will be at risk. There is also concern that more Palestinian civilians will be killed.
Israel now controls three-quarters of Gaza. It is now Friday in both Moscow and Washington, the day President Trump set as a deadline for Russian President Putin to come up with a ceasefire plan for Ukraine. CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazis is following that for us.
Although President Trump has insisted he is disappointed in Putin and wants to do all he can to stop the killing,